proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ochman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program. In our series regarding invitations to the Bible, today we look at an invitation to commitment. God extended a number of invitations to people. Some of his offers involve calling upon others to adopt new attitudes. Other calls involved adopting new courses of action. Those who responded favorably to God's summons would receive his blessings for doing so. Today we look at a call to commitment. The online Urban Dictionary, found at www.urbandictionary.com, the online Urban Dictionary defined the concept of commitment in this way. Commitment is what transforms the promise into reality. It is the words that speak boldly of your intentions, and the actions which speak louder than the words. Commitment thus involves total dedication and service, whether to a cause or a person other than yourself. Marriage is one of the most basic examples of human commitment. In a marriage relationship, two people vow to devote themselves unto one another until death do us part, as the marriage vow says. During the New Testament era, Jewish society had departed from the biblical concept of marriage as a covenant relationship. An illustration of this can be found in Matthew chapter 19. In an encounter between Jesus Christ and a group of Pharisees, the latter asked him, quote, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" Unquote. His reply reinforced the necessity of commitment in the marital relationship. He went all the way back to the book of Genesis in the second chapter, where the author wrote that, quote, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh," unquote. Very few Old Testament figures demonstrated a high level of commitment to God and his ways. In Numbers chapter 14, God commended a man named Caleb for, quote, "having followed me fully," unquote. Unlike Caleb, though, most Jews took a path described by the author of the second chapter of Judges. He wrote that, quote, "they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them up out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger," unquote. Many people wanted to go with Jesus Christ, but he called those who would become his disciples to demonstrate a high level of commitment. For instance, in Matthew chapter 15, the Savior commanded his adherents that, quote, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me," unquote. Indeed, as the Lord declared in Matthew chapter 10, quote, "He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me," unquote. At least two of his disciples demonstrated that level of commitment to their Savior, as described in the fourth chapter of Matthew. On that occasion, Jesus Christ saw Peter and Andrew near the Sea of Galilee. He called upon them, quote, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," quote. In response, quote, "they straightway left their nets and followed him," unquote. For the next 3 years, Peter and Andrew abandoned the practice of fishing, their livelihood, in order to accompany their Lord in his earthly ministry. Paul besought his readers in Romans chapter 12, quote, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service," unquote. Total commitment to the cause of Jesus Christ is only the reasonable service that a Christian can render his Lord. God requires nothing less than total commitment from those who would follow him. This is Mark Ochman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.